June, precies. Een bijzonder samenwerkingsverband tussen de Peer Groep en LAPD. LA, Los Angeles, PD, Poverty Department. Hier zijn Henriette Brouwers en Kevin Michael Key van LAPD. Kevin, take a seat. Hi.
Hi, Arno.
Glad you're here.
Thanks.
En Henriette komt op de andere kluk zitten. En Merel van Dijk komt ook vast mee deze kant op gelopen, want zij gaat zo meteen gitaar spelen. Die ligt daar voor je klaar, hè? Ja, dat is allemaal gecheckt en gedaan. Brain Freeze is the name of the co-production of Peer Group and LAPD. The Peer Group, Corporation Theater Association in Groningen, in Drenthe, Donderen, the little village Donderen, where they had a new location to make the performances in an old munitions depot. And they thought, what was it used for, this old munitions depot? It's a remainder of the Cold War. And then they asked, what happened to the Cold War? And let's make a performance about that. What happened to the Cold War and what did it do with us? And of course, you're searching for a partner to make this performance. And then you do not go to East Germany, but to LA.
No, we didn't go to East
Germany. Henriette. Yeah. Een very logische keus.
Ja, heel logisch. Nou, het was logisch, omdat Stuart...
Mogen wij gewoon Nederlands praten? Ik vind dat Kevin...
Kevin understands
a little.
You want me to speak English? Yeah, well, so... You know, Stuart, the artistic director of the Peer Group, was a student of John Malpeet, who is the director of the Los Angeles Poverty Department. And so they have been talking about collaborating for a long time. And Stuart and John thought that this was the moment to do it, because the Cold War, of course, the depot that was there, the ammunition depot, was for the American army in case that war would become a real war. And so, you know, all the ammunition, but also toothpaste, and nobody knows exactly what was in those, in those storage spaces there.
And yeah. So I understand that you're looking for an American partner. Yeah. Does it mean that your play Brain Freeze is sort of a Western view on East Europe before the wall fell?
Well, actually, you know, the project has been in the works for like 3 years. And so we came to Donderen to work with the Peer Group. The Peer Group came to Los Angeles to work with us because we work on Skid Row, which is the poorest neighborhood in Los Angeles with homeless people and very poor people.
Poverty Department.
The Poverty Department. And so they, you know, got also a chance to see what the situation is for Los Angeles Poverty Department. So, and they work, the Peer Group works in a very rural environment and we work in a very intense city environment, so we had to find also a way to collaborate together.
And then we went to Berlin,
where we were coming from.
And then we went to Berlin last year to continue the research.
Yeah. You did research in Berlin as well.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yes.
What did you think when you got involved in the project about the Cold War?
Well,
is the Cold War part of your life?
Well, I'm 62 years young, and so a lot of these events did transpire during my lifetime. But in particular, I wanted to make sure that this project included the fact that during Europe's Cold War, 25 million, mainly people of color, died. So it was a Cold War at home, but a lot of folks that looked like me was ducking and dodging bullets and bombs.
Right.
Vietnam, Angola, Indonesia. Folks know about it, but you know, if it don't hit at home, often we don't think about it. So that was part of what we try and do with this project.
Okay, dus terwijl wij het druk hadden met de Koude Oorlog die de vrede hier moest bewaren, was er ondertussen overal op de wereld hete oorlog.
Ja. And what we found out when we went to East Berlin, we had a chance to speak with people who actually lived in East Germany in the DDR and in East Berlin. And that was really interesting because it's a part of history that's not very well known. And there were people like Christoph Wolff and Wolf Biermann who were artists, writers, and musicians.
Wolf Biermann was a singer?
Was a singer. And they had a vision of a socialist society that was really trying to create a different society than communism was. So they were very critical of the communist system, the way they experienced
from
it.
From the inside out.
And so they were proposing a different society, and they never got a chance to actually create it because you were not allowed to be critical of the communist society. And then, of course, when the wall fell and it opened up to the West came in And still, they did not get a chance because the West just took over. Capitalism took over.
And you see what we're left with today, and you know the struggles that go on today. And as a parent, as a grandparent, I think about young people like Meryl. You know, really, I mean, what kind of world are we going to leave to her?
Right.
So it's more. There is more in your performance than only this view on the old socialist state of the DDR and what they wanted to make and what they wanted to build.
Yeah.
It's about our own society as well and the way.
Oh, absolutely.
It's balancing or not.
Or unbalanced. I would say.
Especially because it was a time of change and people tried to create change. After Stalin died in 1953, everybody thought now we get communism with a human face.
Huh.
It didn't happen. There were people who were still fighting to do that, and there are still people who want to do that. And at this moment, we go through a time of change again. And that's why we thought it would be important to raise these issues and to talk about this history that a lot of people don't know about.
Okay, the history, that's the theory behind the performance.
Yeah.
What do we see on stage? What are you doing on stage?
Well, we're...
It's not a political monologue, I suppose.
No, we try and portray different moments during that. So the workers' uprising... we look at Krista Wolf's not her entire career, but much of her career. We do a Wolf Bierman thing that Meryl and I do.
Is that what you're going to do in a minute?
In a minute.
Yeah. Wolf Bierman was a singer who...
Yeah, he kind of looked like you, Arno.
I know. Yeah. Very often in street people say, hey, Wolf, no, it's all right.